You're listening to Maine's Political Pulse. I'm Ari Snyder, joined by Maine Public's chief politics correspondent, Steve Missler. He's here to talk about the backlash against the Democrats who joined Republicans to end the shutdown of the federal government. Steve, the shutdown lasted 43 days, the longest in U.S. history. And this funding stalemate was in part about Democrats trying to extend subsidies for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. The expiration of these subsidies affects more than 20 million Americans and about 54,000 Mainers. Does this deal do anything to help them?
Not in the near term and possibly never, Ari. What this deal includes is basically a handshake agreement between the Democrats who voted to end the shutdown and the Republicans who control the Senate to vote on extending the subsidies sometime in mid-December. But, you know, whether that vote even results in passing, that's not a guarantee.
And does the deal say anything about a vote in the House, which would, of course, also be required to pass an extension into law?
It does not. And House Speaker Mike Johnson has been dodgy when asked if such a vote will even take place.
And so this is why Democrats who were against the deal are angry, right? Because it doesn't actually guarantee that they're going to get a vote.
Precisely. But there's a little more going on here that might explain all of the uproar. And it has to do with this current of anger running through the Democratic electorate. We've talked about this before and how it's given rise to candidates like Graham Plattner, the U.S. Senate candidate, running on economic populism and against the Democratic establishment. Plattner was among those who thought Democrats in the Senate should hold out for a guarantee that these subsidies would be extended.
For the past several weeks, Democrats have been fighting back against Trump and fighting for health care. For the first time in a long time, Democrats in D.C. fought back and have held the line. But that all changed last night when several Democrats folded. Instead of holding the line, several Democrats teamed up with Republicans and cut a deal that, to be blunt, will hurt the working people of Maine. This deal is a disaster, and we're going to have real-life consequences to it.
That was Plattner speaking after the deal between Republicans and democratically aligned senators. But Steve, he wasn't the only one blasting this agreement, right?
No, Ari, he was one of many blasting the agreement. It was actually difficult to find Democrats, either congressional Democrats or even gubernatorial candidates, that were happy with this. Governor Janet Mills, who along with Plattner is running for the chance to take on Republican Senator Susan Collins next year, was also pretty forceful during an interview with MSNBC.
First of all, the Congress does not seem to have a backbone. They can't seem to stand up to Donald Trump. We certainly thought that after last Tuesday's elections that people would learn to stand up and say, hey, things aren't going well for the president, for the Congress, for the Republicans in leadership who control the House, control the Senate, and control the White House. They can't figure this out.
And what's interesting about Mills's response is that she was initially skeptical of using the government funding stalemate to extend the ACA subsidies when I spoke to her about it in September. That was before the shutdown and before she became a candidate for the U.S. Senate. And what that illustrates, I think, is how hardball tactics and strategy are becoming more mainstream views in the Democratic Party. So is criticizing fellow Democrats, which, of course, we saw in abundance after the Senate vote to ratify this shutdown deal.
Right. And in the Pulse newsletter this week, you wrote, this is one of the clearest examples yet that Democrats are experiencing a Tea Party-like movement. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yeah, I do think there are a number of parallels to that movement that really shook up the Republican Party beginning in 2010. Back then, there was a lot of pressure on Republicans to take rigid positions, and those that didn't were openly criticized and in some cases faced primary challengers by more ideologically pure candidates. And the animating force there was anger. And that was anger among the Republican electorate, which viewed its leaders as compromised career politicians, you name it. And this feels a lot like that.
And this backlash that we saw this week against the Democrats who voted for the deal was also pretty intense. And a fair amount of it was directed at Senator Angus King of Maine.
That's right. Of course, King is an independent, but he caucuses with Democrats. And he was among the eight in that caucus who agreed to this deal. And he's really been hearing about it from constituents. He told us this week that he's never seen anything like it. And what's interesting is that King is largely viewed as a pragmatist and often highly regarded for that, but not in this moment.
But King's vote didn't necessarily come as a surprise, right? He was pretty consistent in opposing Democrats taking this tack all along. He voted several times to reopen the government shutdown before this most recent vote. So what's his logic here?
Yeah, he's just held the view that a government shutdown would do more to empower President Donald Trump, all while inflicting a lot of pain on Americans. He told us that he understands the desire to take on Trump and the GOP-controlled Congress.
But the question is, was this the right fight? Is a shutdown, which actually empowers the president rather than disables him and is hurting a lot of people that we want to help, is that the right place to draw the line? And that's what's hard about this. And I get it. People want some place to stand up, and they felt this was it. But it's backfiring in the sense of hurting a lot of people without getting what we want.
And Steve, this shutdown vote divided Maine's congressional delegation. Senator King voted for it. So did Senator Susan Collins and Congressman Jared Golden, but not Congresswoman Shelley Pingree. She, on the other hand, was opposed and also very critical of the deal.
Yeah, she was. And when we talked to her this week, she emphasized how the loss of these ACA subsidies is really going to hurt people. But she also touched on this Tea Party-like dynamic that we've been talking about and how it's important that Democrats fight Trump, fight Republicans. But
I think that we can't get stuck in the trap of Democrats just spending all of our time fighting with each other.
And then she went on to say that it's going to take all kinds of Democrats with different views and backgrounds if they're going to claw their way back into power in Washington. To me, that sounded like a warning of sorts against the ideological purity tests that we saw during the Tea Party rebellion in the GOP. That movement, Ari, prompted some centrist Republicans to leave the party, including Senator Olympia Snowe in 2012. And her departure is how Senator Angus King ended up in that seat.
And that was Maine Public's chief political correspondent, Steve Missler. Thanks for joining us for Maine's Political Pulse. For more about this, check out the Pulse newsletter. Find it online at mainepublic.org/pulse. Our music is by Rob Holt. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon on Maine's Political Pulse.